The district of North Saanich has fallen significantly short of its required target housing units under BC's Housing Supply Act in the first year, but argues it's taken important foundational steps to meet future targets. The Act, established to address BC's severe housing shortage, requires North Saanich to add 419 net new housing units by July 31, 2030, including 60 units by July 31, 2025. The district announced September 4 that it had built 12 of the target 60 units. Felice Mazzoni, the district's director of planning and community services, explained that the housing targets arrived mid-process of creating a new official community plan, OCP. The plan, just adopted in July 2025, will be essential in guiding where and how new housing will be built. Part of the success is actually getting the official community plan done, getting those densities in there, achieving the requirements that the province has put on us for housing. Getting all of that in the OCP was a monumental task, he said. The district is now creating a zoning bylaw update that will allow more flexibility for developers to build, within the guidelines that maintain the rural community character and local values reflected in the OCP. The province's housing target for North Saanich is 128 units in year 2, 208 in year 3, 303 in year 4 and 419 in year 5. In its most recent report, the district noted it aims to have 40 units by July 2026 and 208 units by July 2027. Obviously, we'd love to meet that, Mazzoni said, but noted part of it is out of the district's hands. We can make it easy for the applications to come in and get approved through development permits, but if they don't come, then we can't achieve. The district previously argued in a letter to the Ministry of Housing that limited municipal funding hampers its ability to meet housing targets. It also mentioned an infrastructure deficit spanning across water, sewer and storm systems, limited land availability due to the high cost, and a small planning department that faces significant capacity constraints in updating OCPs, zoning bylaws, and processing complex development applications. Mazzoni said the province has done a good job of helping smaller municipalities with funding, but that the trouble remains with internal capacity. We don't have traffic engineers like the big municipalities do. We don't have 20 planners that other communities do. Even if you give us money, that's the bottleneck. He said they are looking at options for contracting some of that work out, but the aim is to keep as much as possible in-house. We're trying to be really innovative here, really trying to achieve your numbers while keeping the community rural, which is an extremely difficult task. The Ministry of Housing says it has supported local governments with a $1 billion investment through the Growing Communities Fund, which included $4,459,000 for the District of North Saanich. The district also received $207,052 under the Local Government Development Initiatives funding to support adopting provincial land use planning requirements. The district addresses affordable housing needs. North Saanich is characterized by high housing costs and a local economy with high average incomes, making housing less attainable for many. Small municipalities can address the need for affordable housing by setting rules through zoning, opening doors through partnerships and sometimes providing land, explained Mazzoni. We don't create housing internally here. We don't have that capacity. So we need the help of those partners to be able to create that. Partnerships and inclusionary zoning, where developers must include a certain percentage of affordable units, will be an important piece of the zoning bylaw, he said. Mazzoni added that if the district can find the land, there could be potential to collaborate with the province and a third party to organize an affordable housing project. We are now hunting and researching for those opportunities. And I think that's really exciting because a lot of third-party nonprofits, they can't afford the land. They need the land to be available, and then they can help manage. In an emailed statement, the Ministry of Housing said it looks forward to formally receiving the District of North Saanich's first annual progress report, and acknowledge the efforts put in by smaller municipalities. While some priority municipalities may not meet their one-year target, having local governments work to streamline approvals and build more housing shows that they are making a real effort to meet their five-year target, it said. For more information, visit northsonage.ca/your-community/housing/.